And after he plows, he runs a thing over it that breaks up all the clods. Do you know what that's called?
I just went and asked a man to do this not long ago.
I bet you asked him to disc.
Disc it up. What?
Some kind of
hour.
Yeah,
I even used that term then too.
Oh, really? Because most people nowadays, the only type of harrow that you see nowadays is a disc harrow, and most people just say disc it for them.
Right.
The harrow,
we have to just have to stand on it, let old boys pull it along. I either put a big block of wood or
right
cement on it or something.
Right. We had an old, I guess it was made out of 2x8s, but I'll remember that thing. It was just a They were just nailed on like weatherboarding, and you just piled rocks. I always had to pile rocks on it because I was always...
And you can ride on it.
Yeah, that was a big thing, a lot of fun. What about something that you put planks on to saw them up?
Horse.
Okay. What if it's firewood? If you're putting logs on it, would it be the same thing? You know, a horse has a frame like an A.
Why?
This thing has a frame like an X. You ever hear it called sawbuck or?
I have heard the term, yes.
Okay. Something that you might use to smooth your hair down.
Comb.
Or?
Brush.
Okay. And in the old days, the thing that men used to sharpen razors.
Strap.
Okay. And they also used them to punish children, I think.
Right.
Are you familiar with the term cartridge?
Yes, for gun.
Okay. Say, well, I'm going to put a...
cartridge.
Okay. What about a thing, now this has got a million names, what about a thing that children play on? One gets on one end of it and the other one gets...
Seesaw.
Okay. Now that sometimes called a teetering board, a teeter-totter, a dangle, a tilt, a hickey horse, a seahorse, S-E-E, seahorse.
Some of those terms I would not have connected.
No, these are terms that people in all over the country use.
I wish you'd kill this fly, Melissa. It's going to drive me insane.
Well, she got the swatter after it, but it never would have liked anywhere. In the old days, and still sometimes you see them, people used to put a pole in the ground and they'd put something that looked like a seesaw on it, except that it would spin.
You just knocked him out.
Now what I want to say, I couldn't say it from the but I think of an oxen.
Alright, it was something about it. Did you ever hear the term flying Jenny?
I have heard that, but I did not know that's what it meant.
Coming back to fireplaces again. Or not necessarily fireplaces, but an old coal furnace. Anything, the steel thing that they used to make you could carry coal in was called one.
Bucket.
Okay. You ever hear it called a scuttle or a coal hod? Which one?
Scuttle.
Okay. Thing, if you wanted to move some bricks, you might get a thing that has two handles on the back and one...
barrel.
Okay. And if you wanted to sharpen a knife or something, you might use a what? Okay.
Stone.
Okay. If you had a big stone that was on a crank that you did this way, what would you call that?
I have no idea.
Okay. If you... If for some reason or other you got that, you reached down on the... open the back of your Volkswagen and reach down there and your hand might get all white off the engine. Black and slick. You say, well, I've got...
Greased.
I'm sorry, what?
Greased.
Okay, and you say, my hand is all what?
Greased.
Okay. If you've got a hinge or something that squeaks, you might need to